5 minutes after 5, South African time. It's a beautiful Friday morning, here in Johannesburg. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course, I want to welcome all of our beloved, wonderful listeners of, Radio Al Ansar International, our beloved, wonderful listeners of, Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 25 after 5 South African time, the 25th of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad early this beautiful Friday morning, who is in Durban currently. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la 'ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Shawwal, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, and verse number 124. Before we discuss this verse, we should know Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the Noble Qur'an, they expound and they explain and elaborate on the other verses. So if we make a cross-reference, it will make life easier for us to understand. Chapter 15, Surah Hijr, verse 9. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. Indeed, surely, definitely, we, Almighty Allah, stamping His Majesty, Sovereignty, Authority, we reveal gradually piecemeal the zikr, the reminder, the Quran Sharif, the glorious Quran, piecemeal and gradually, wa inna lahu lahafizun, and we have preserved it, protected it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Chapter 15, verse number 9. Now come to today's lesson, chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse number 124. Almighty Allah is giving us a very, very stern warning for Muslims and non-Muslims, the entire human race and jinn. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Whosoever he turns away from my reminder, from my glorious Quran, from my last constitution, the greatest miracle of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of the master, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 114 chapters, 6236 verses. When you turn away, either they rejected Allah forbid, or they believe in it but don't read it, or they read it but they don't practice on it, or they believe in it, they read it, they practice on it, but they don't propagate it. So we need to do all this. This is Hukukul Quran Kareem, the rights the Quran Sharif, the glorious Quran has upon us. Then two things will happen immediately. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دُنْكَى. Then this worldly life of yours will become miserable and wretched. Look at the world, the micro and the macro. Everywhere people are suffering, majority of them. Even the multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire cannot find peace, tranquility of heart and satisfaction. Outwardly, people think that how fortunate indeed is this person. But once you start probing, investigating, then you will find out he has bigger problems than a normal Joe in the street. So that is already the punishment. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دُنْكَى وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And then on the day of justice, the day of reckoning, we will resurrect him, that person. He'll be blind. So what will happen? When that person, O Hafiz, O you Muslim, you by-hearted the Quran Sharif, the entire Quran, or certain chapters of the Quran, but because of our negligence, because of our indifference, so now we neglected, abandoned the Quran. So Almighty Allah states, we will resurrect you blind on the day of justice, the day of reckoning. Yes, if a person was reading the Quran daily and so forth, then that person reached 80, 90, 100 years old, and then there was loss of memory, or he had some amnesia and so forth. So remember, that is beyond his or her control. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wusaha. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286. So that is beyond the control. We're speaking of people like us. Money, we can remember all the currencies. And the worldly things we remember. But the Quran Sharif, which was, which is, which will always be the greatest miracle of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, before reciting the Quran, would kiss the noble Quran and say, Hada dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my beloved Allah. Ikrima radiallahu an, the son of Abu Jahl used to say, kissing the Quran and say, Hada kalamullahi ta'ala, this is the kalam, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So therefore, Muslim, come to our senses before death overtakes us. Alhamdulillah, today we give you some news highlights throughout the world. Let's go to the modern day Hitler. The modern day Hitler is Putin, and Putin is putting them in the right places. Remember, Putin is a harami. If harami means a bee, but in this case, the smaller harami is fixing up all the bigger haramis, America, Europe, Israel, and so forth and so on. If you know what's unfolding there, Ukraine has admitted defeat in Donbass. Donbass, one big region there, strategic place, Liman. They said, yes, Russia has taken this over. So remember that what the Western media tells you, Russia is losing and so forth, that Zelensky is swore, what words we can't use on the radio, the European and the rulers and the leaders there, because he knows that what he was expecting is not happening. They're not giving the aid they promised. They all fear Russia, whether it's America, whether it's Europe, whether it's Israel, the rogue regime, because Russia has the greatest amount of nuclear in the world. So always remember that. This is their fight, but we make dua. Putin gives them a good thrashing, and America does not have the appetite to fight now after the whipping and thrashing they got from the Taliban and the 48 countries coalition in Afghanistan. So that's one. Two, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You know, about 20, 30 years ago, you could not even think that the Americans will be objecting on the apartheid terrorist rogue regime of Israel. Yesterday, the Haaretz carried a big article and they said 83 politicians and members of the Democratic Party, that's Biden's party, are objecting on Israel evicting the Palestinians. So the tide is turning, remember that. Everybody's heart is controlled by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Any person, irrespective of which religion you belong to, every person will realize that Israel is an apartheid rogue terrorist regime. Occupation is terrorism. Hence the United Nations has said there must be a thorough investigation and a probe regarding the murder. We will say the cold-blooded murder of our sister in humanity, Shirin Abu Aqila. Come, let me take you to Israel again. It's not only majority of their politicians are corrupt. Many of their rabbis are corrupt. Spiritual earthquake in Israel. The rabbis are caught red-handed and filming the woman, taking funny pictures of them. These rabbis with their big beards and their hats and big jasin overcoat. But inside their jasin overcoat, these big shaitans there. So remember, read you Muslims the article of the Haaretz and see the shame of the Israeli rabbis, what they're doing to their own congregation, the females. They're not telling them to come and pray, P-R-A-Y. They are playing on them, P-R-E-Y. Then we go to Boris Johnson, Bojo. He is a disaster for Britain. And I told you that before, any person who cannot stay away from alcohol, so he seems to be an addict, you know. They're drinking away wine, dine and swine. So majority of the people saying, Bojo, time up. You better get out. This is how Allah disgraces them. Therefore, in Islam, we call it khabar. Khabar means ma yukhamirul akla. You cannot even think straight and so forth. His own party are saying, al khamru rasu kulli khati'a and miftahu kulli shar and ummul khaba'is is the mother of all vices and sins. These are the so-called leaders of the West, haramis. Pakistan, we salute Imran Khan. Imran gave the Pakistani army, gave the Pakistani politicians, the imported government from America and Europe, each one of them bribed $1 million US dollars according to the Pakistani media. I give you 6 days and announce election. Otherwise, I'm coming back to Islamabad and I'm to bring millions of people. So we say Imran made some serious mistakes, but in the current lot, he's the best person, remember. So make dua for them as well. G. Morana, you can start firing up till 6 o'clock, inshallah.
Ustad, I've got sister Natalie. She's asking, have you seen, she says that Tony Blair admits to lying about the WMDS. Please watch the full interview, Sister Natalie. Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you, my sister Natalie. Before I respond to you, I'm sitting here in Umslanga. I made my own mimbar here. Now, those of you who don't understand mimbar, it's a pulpit. So there's a lot of pillars here, short pillars. So I'm relaxing there. And I see they put a nice rock here for me also. So my feet are on the rock and I'm sitting in Umslanga rock and I'm facing Qibla also. You
Subhanallah.
See? So in that way there, that you get more inspiration, inshallah.
Amen.
And I want to place on record my sincerest thanks to all the trustees, imams, and Capital Group, and all the brothers. We had a wonderful crowd, wonderful program last night there in Umslanga. Allah Jalla Allah reward all the parties, and all might Allah reward them fit dunya wal akhirah. Today, inshallah, Jummah will be there in Avondale, and Azan is at 10 past 12, and immediately after Azan, there will be the lecture. It will be live on Al-Azhar International and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. My sister Natalie, I was traveling yesterday from Al-Tambo to here, you know, King Shaka Airport, but I saw the article and I forwarded it to the news team. For me, it's nothing. If you just look at Blair, you will see his body language. Remember, he, Bush and Blair are war criminals. They must be hanged in public. If you can't do that, they must be sent to Guantanamo Bay for murdering more than 1 million people in Iraq. Till today, they have not recovered. And from that, more than 1 million, 500,000, half a million were children. Remember Madeleine Albright and her interview? These are thugs. These are terrorists, super terrorists they are, but they get away because of their white skin. They get away because they belong to America and Britain. Otherwise, they are the biggest haramis and the biggest bees in the world to cause all the problems for the Palestinians. Remember what the Palestinians had to do with the Jutla. You Europeans kicked them out, expelled them, and so forth. And then you made the Palestinians pay for 74 years already, but inshallah, Allah, the tide is turning. So remember, they had absolute shame and disgrace, these American politicians, majority of them, British politicians, and the apartheid regime. You just need to go more and more. If Blair and Bush are here, me, I'll tell them straight in their face that you are war criminals, and according to Islam, we must hang you, not hang Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein is President Saddam Hussein, rahimahullah. He died a Sunni, and he read the Kalima, and we believe, inshallah, he will go to Jannah.
Ameen.
Allah will forgive him, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, summa ameen. There's a brother by the name of Rafiq. He says, Mufti Sahib, can I go to the gym where there are only men? Ustad, brother Rafiq, Ustad.
No, my brother Rafiq, for what you have to go to the gym? Then you're going to wear tight, tight clothes. Then the music will be on. Then you'll be shaking your laurels and thinking of Hadi and so forth and all that. So you want to do exercise? Do exercise in your house. So remember, you saw now, when I started the program, I don't know, Rafiq, when you heard, started hearing me now. So I was going slowly, slowly, because I have to walk down, I have to come down with the lift so many floors and so forth. And then I had to run, because why? My Junaid Mota, you know, Junaid Mota is there, Dawood Mota is there, Maulana Arafat is there. So so I was running out of breath. So slowly, slowly I started, and now I'm in my full cry, like you see. So you must do exercise at home. Run around 100 times in your garden, you see. And inside your house, you run around with your wife, you see. So that, Hati Mere Sati, I don't know who's the first, the big one. So you must remember that all this is shaitaniyat. We want to go to gym for all that. We got a lot of money. Pay zakat, put up a borehole, yeah, in Natal and all that. We have, yesterday the brothers told me they in Vellum, Tongat, more than 40 days have passed. No water in some areas. And not only Tongat, there's other places, I even forget the names. So imagine with that same money, what things we can do. But shaitan comes, a shaitan ya'idukum al-faqra wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. Shaitan comes, he promises you poverty, and then you use that money in obscene and indecent things. It's not permissible.
Ustad, is a listener says here, dear Mufti Sahib, Multi-Choice wants to shut down our Islamic community channel ITV from DSTV. We need signatures to fight them in court. Can Mufti Sahib please tell the listeners, Ustad, anonymous?
I tell the listeners, very good. You must remember, every TV channel they close, they're doing us a favor. TV is haram. And remember, if you apply the law of qiyas and analogy, then Quran Sharif is telling us that wa ismuhuma akbaru min naf'ihima. They ask you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding gambling and alcohol. So say that the harms are much, much more compared to the benefit. If this benefit is 1-2% and the harm 80-90-95-99%, any person in his right mind, tell me that how can you sit and watch when there's so much nudity, there's so much music promoting LGBT, promoting alcohol, promoting riba and interest, every vice, homosexuality, the gay brigade, so all that they promote. And now you say, no, we're going to have Islamic TV. So that Islamic TV also is half corrupted, remember that, because they bring people of all types, some Muslims, some non-Muslim, but they'll have Muslim names, and they'll corrupt the belief of the Muslims. So very good. Me, I will say that all of you must send them a petition and say, very good, we agree, close it down. So remember that. That is what I'm saying. That, you know, that lady that from Stekiniko, she said that, please, we had a survey. Charlotte was the name. Charlotte from Stekiniko. She said that, you know, please, AK, tell us which films we must show, because we took a survey. Most clientele, 11 months of the year, are Muslim at the movie houses and cinemas and so forth. Ramadan comes, it comes down to 1%. So I said, yeah, my sister Charlotte, what you must do, put one big board there by your Stekiniko, that movies are haram for Muslims. Muslims and not lawful. So you telling me, I'm telling you, all you Muslims, you got through Iman, you got all the email addresses, tell them close it down, you're doing us a big favor.
I see our very good friend, Ustad Fredericks, he says, AK South Africa faces a 16% petrol price increase in June. In the face, absolutely rubbish. Frederick Ustad.
Remember, there's some negotiations going on behind the scenes. Yesterday, quickly, I was just reading before I slept. You know, after 11, I went to go sleep. So anyway, because here you can hear the rumbling of the ocean and beautiful weather, you know. It's midwinter almost, you know, end of May, and now we're coming to June. But remember, the air conditions are on in the masajid. I'm sitting here outside, and I look up, mashallah, no jersey, nothing. You know, and there when we go, I go for Fajr there, I have to wear my big jas and my big overcoat and all that. So Durban is the place to be, and if you know Slanga, you just see Noor everywhere, N-U-R, the number plate, you know. So Noor means the radiance and effulgence. So my brother Frederick, don't worry, you see. That a boer maak a plan, you know, Afrikaans. Yeah, a boer maak a plan. So they're making some emergency. They know there'll be chaos here with the taxis and the food prices, and everything will increase. And they also got that common sense. So we hope sanity will prevail. And inshallah, you must remember, if they got 22 million for the flagpole, and if they got 150 million for Cuba, and if they got other millions for this and that, then surely they got money to subsidize the petrol and the diesel and paraffin. So we hope some sanity will prevail, inshallah.
There's a revered brother from Escort. He says that Mufti Sab, Saudi is changing the Quran. Are they out of the fold of Islam? Revered brother Ustad.
My brother, revered new Muslim brother, we need to just rephrase that question a bit. You mustn't say that they're trying to change the Quran. Nobody can change the Quran. When we started today's lesson, I gave you the first verse. You, my brother, go and study it. And that is chapter 15, Surah 15. And the Surah chapter's name is Surah Hijr. And verse 9, Almighty Allah states, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. That we revealed this reminder, the Quran Sharif, piecemeal, gradually. And surely we are the protectors of it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. So what they have done is this, that they have changed the interpretation and meaning and translation of the noble Quran. You must remember that when you go there to Medina, you know, Medina, you will find that the Mujamma Malik Fahd. What they did there, we must give them due. That, you must remember, they printed the Qurans in, you know, millions and millions. And Sheikh Usman Taha, his full name is Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha. He's still alive. He's about 86, 87, 88, around there now. And remember, he's from Halab and Aleppo. He wrote the Quran with his own Mubarak hands 10 times. When I met him, he said 7. Then now I see he's saying 10 times. To write the Quran takes 3 years. And then they took it, placed it on computers. So all that was great, great service to the Ummah. What good they do, we must accept. But then, when they start the translation, now they translate it in Hebrew, they translate in this language, that language. So the policy of the Saudis now is the bootlicking of the Jutlas, of the Jews, the bootlicking of the Israelis, the bootlicking of the Americans. Now in Davos, what did their ministers say? Say, no, we Saudi Arabia and America, we got good ties. But remember, Biden said he's going to make Saudi Arabia a pariah state. So all that is on record. So all this, they just try and do damage control. So remember, if you go to the Hebrew translation, then you will find that there they have made terrible mistakes, and it is just to appease and curry favor with the Jews, whom Almighty Allah has cursed forever, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has said they will be punished forever. So that is why I'm telling you now, write down the date, 21st Shawwal, the Saudi regime will never last now. King Faisal was asked, he passed away, he was Shaheed. We say King Faisal, Shaheed, Rahimahullah. 1975. He was martyred and murdered. So remember that they asked him, how long you, the Ahle Saud, the Saudi family will run? He say, when we stick to Quran and Sunnah, Allah will let us continue ruling. We move away from it, Allah will snatch it away. So that is what's happening now. So they were one of the most humiliated, disgraced people in the world today. They buy their way out with the money they got and so forth. Otherwise, they're one of the most disgraced people. Surah 22, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala disgraces, none can give them honor.
I see Jonah is with us this Friday morning. He says that, good morning, AK. Please give me a valid reason, according to your scriptures. Why do you guys pray five times a day? We Jewish, we don't do that, but we are very close people to God. Jonah, Ustad.
I'm sure, Jonah. Thank you, my brother Jonah. I was thinking of you the other day. Shalom is gone back to Israel, I think. He packed up and he made Aliyah. Aliyah is their hijrat. They pack up and they go. So we exposed him. Shalom the spy, SS, you see. So now we got Jonah. How are you, my brother Jonah? I'm in Durban, I'm in Umslanga, and the car just came to fetch me. Our Hafiz Dawood met her, you know. So mashallah, don't worry, he's waiting there. Just now we'll jump in his vehicle. So now, my brother Jonah, I give you reasons why you don't pray. You must remember five times a day. First I must answer you, then I give you our answer. You see, you Jonah, Jews and Jutlas, you'll only pray on the Sabbath, basically. The Saturday, Friday night sunset to Saturday night evening sunset. And the rest of the week, you say no. You can do what you want to. Go study your Torah, go study your Talmud. You know in the Sabbath, you can't use electricity. You can't even drive a car. You have to walk. You know that, right, Jonah? So that is your Judaism and so forth. Jonah, what you say about your corrupt rabbis who are busy with the woman and following them naked and doing funny, funny things and all that? You must speak about that, Jonah. That's what your newspaper Haaretz said. So you need to know all these things. And I went right down there to the Jidarul Burak. That is the wall of where the mode of transport, the blessed mode of transport was used for the miraculous nocturnal journey of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What you call that, the wailing wall, that also you stole. Remember that and occupy it. It's Muslim land that it belongs to Muslim. So when you go there, they shake. I wonder why they shake so much. You understand? Then maybe they're in roller coaster business. Anyway, so you want to know why we pray five times a day. So let me give you the answer. You see, I'm going for prayer now, so we pray now, before sunrise, half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour. So we think, two units we pray, two rakats, compulsory. We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of touching. I'm here by the pillar, I touch it, it's nice and cool, you see. So hot or cold, so we thank Almighty Allah. Then 12:30, 1 o'clock, we pray, four rakats, four units. Why? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of smell. My wife cooks the wonderful meal, you know, akani and whatever, nice meal. So that fragrance aroma comes from all four directions. So nice sense of smell. And we thank Almighty Allah. Thereafter, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, depending on the season, say 4 o'clock, we pray in the afternoon, we thank Almighty Allah for the sense of hearing. You listening to me, Brother Jonah? So very good. All four directions you can hear, you see. So that then, after sunset, we pray 3 units. Why? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of sight. I can see in front, right, and left. You can't see at the back. So remember that. So that is why we pray 3. And then 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, depending on the season, then we pray 4 units. Why? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of taste. Any liquid, any solid, either it's sweet, either it's sour, either it's bitter, either it's salty. So that's the answer. If you want Quran, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Almighty Allah teaches us we must pray in particular times. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ Hishams. So all five salats are mentioned in the Noble Quran, and therefore every Muslim has to show salat. Salat means as-silatu bayna al-abdi wa rabbi, the link, the connection, the nexus between the slave servant and Almighty Allah. So we're supposed to pray 24 hours after 24. This is the benevolence, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. Pray five times a day, and then you have shown your loyalty, devotion, dedication to the Supreme Being, Almighty Allah.
Ustad, there's a revered sister asking that, is it permissible to name my Muslim child Jesus, or does it have to be an Arabic name, Ustad?
Best is an Arabic name, and remember, keep the name Isa. Isa is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran, and keep the name Maryam, if the daughter, 34 times in the Quran. Isa means to be fair in complexion and a leader. Maryam means an abida, a worshipper of Almighty Allah. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum, that you must call. You must choose good names, because tomorrow on the day of justice you'll be called by your name and your father's name. So we would not encourage, remember, that you keep the name Jesus, although some people will say it's permissible. Rather keep the name Isa, E-S-A or I-S-A, that's fine. And for a girl, keep the name Maryam compared to Mary. So that will be the best. Okay, I'm jumping in the car now. And inshallah, you carry on, Maulana.
Ustad, brother Javed, of course, he's from Johannesburg. He says that things are starting again in India. If Mufti Sahib could please make dua, khas dua, dua mayad, Ustad, brother Javed.
Allah Jalla Wala, India ke Musliman ke liye aasan farmaye. Ye mushrikeen ko Allah Ta'ala hidayat de. Agar inki kismet mein hidayat na ho, Allah Ta'ala inko nest aur nabood kar de. Remember, for us is nothing surprising. What I told him now in Urdu for our brother Javed. Javed means Allah give long life to him, Javed. So anyway, that Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah 5, chapter 5, verse 82. The last page of the six Jews, the six Supara, لَتَجِدْنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jews, meaning majority of them, not all of them, وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the mushriks and idol worshippers, the Hindus. So look at it in the context of Israel and India. Both are apartheid regimes, both claim democracy, but democracy for who? For the Jews and for the Hindus and the idol worshippers, and both are guilty of ethnic cleansing. How many mosques have they demolished? Now remember, they're behind the Taj Mahal. They say that no, people don't have to go. They're even speaking sometimes, some crazy politicians, it must be demolished. So what they want to do, everything the Muslims contributed for 700 years, they want to destroy it, and they want to build the Hindu Raja. Hindu Raja means that the kingdom of the Hindus. So remember that the BJP policy is a disgrace. Remember that. Because you are claiming you are the largest democracy in the world, but you treat the Muslims, who are over 20% there, as second, third, fourth class citizens. And any Hindu can just hit the Muslim, and then he will get away with it almost, in most cases, unless he's caught on video or something. But otherwise, they can do as they please. The army is with them, the police is with them, and the politicians are with them. An absolute disgrace and shame going on in India and Israel, But for us as Muslims, it is not something surprising if you know Quran. And there's a wonderful, beautiful hadith in Sunan Nasai. And the hadith, the chapter is called Ghazwatul Hind, that the time will come that Isabatan min Ummati, there'll be two groups of my Ummah. For Ahradahum Allah min al-nar, Allah will protect and save them from Jahannam, and Allah will admit them into Jannah. Who are they? Remember that Isaba Taghzuma Isa ibn Maryam, one group will fight with Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and defeat the Jutlas and the Jews and the enemies. And the second group, Isaba Taghzul Hind, will fight the Mushrikeen. deen and the idol worshippers. Okay, our time is up. Jazakallah khairan. The translation of the khutbah. Khutbah will be 11:20 South African time by Sheikh Faisal Khazawi. And after the khutbah, then will be the translation and dua. And thereafter will be the Jummah. And that will be at Avondale. And inshallah, that will be live on Ansar International and on Markaz Sahaba. And tonight I'll be there in Ispingo Beach, inshallah Aziz, after Isha. Jamaat Salat Day, 7 o'clock. Barakallahu Fik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.